I was so honored because, as you may know, they don't put a lot of TV people in. And you're really recognized for your writing and reporting ability, not for the fact that you were on television or whatever. And that's really special, because if you look down the list, there are really very few TV types in there. So when I'm in there with Connie and Fagler and all the guys that I've known for all those years, that really is quite an honor. And that's the thing, people who just know me from television never realized. I mean, I was always a writer and a reporter before. I never even had aspirations to be on television. I mean, that isn't, you know, kids nowadays, hey, I want to be on television. Well, that wasn't even on the radar. You know, I was always a writer and a reporter, and then I got into radio, and one thing led to the other, and I ended up there, but I didn't really, there was no master plan, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, that was probably the highlight of the last 25 years for me, is to be acknowledged as a writer by that group is really special. It's funny that the first decade of my career, I still look back in amazement, because in 1965, when I started in Cleveland at WHK doing the news there, in the next 5 years, when you think about what a kid 22 years old is covering, I still look back at that in amazement. That went from covering the second Sam Shepard trial, the election. I was there broadcasting live when Carl Stokes was elected the first black mayor of a major American city. I covered the Huff riots. I covered the Glenville shootout. And then as news director at HK, we were owned by Metro Media. They sent me to cover Apollo 13. I don't mean after it blew up. I mean just as a space shot. And then sent me to the Manned Spacecraft Center, and I did reports for all of the Metro Media stations on the Apollo 13 adventure that lasted 2 full weeks. And that culminated with Nixon coming down there and you know, and greeting the astronauts. But then I got back from Apollo 13 in March of 70, and 2 months later, I was covering Kent State, the shootings. I mean, think about the scope of... And during that time, when Martin Luther King was assassinated, at that time, of course, there were no satellites or network hookups. You did everything over the phone. So I picked up the phone, and I called the Memphis, that motel. I got the desk clerk, who had just been up on the balcony, and saw, and I interviewed him. Again, reel to reel. So the Shepard case, when Bailey won his writ of habeas corpus, when he filed that and he got Shepard out after 10 years in prison, he was trying the Boston Strangler trial. So again, I pick up the phone and call Boston. And when I told the bailiff in the judge's chambers what I wanted, that Bailey had won this, he actually went in and pulled Bailey out, and I got him on the phone for an interview. Reacting to that, I mean, so, you know, it was a whole different set of dynamics then. You know, you didn't have satellite people or call another station. You did all that stuff yourself. So that's, again, hearkening back to the press club. I was really proud of that, because they recognize what... There's a big difference between somebody who reads a teleprompter and somebody who actually, you know, does the work.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.